Chapter 156, Excellence of Participation in Funeral Prayers in Large Numbers and Formation of Three Rows or More. 932, Aisha Raziullah Anha reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, if a group of Muslims numbering 100 perform funeral prayer over a dead person, and all of them ask Allah's forgiveness for him, their prayer for him will be accepted. Muslim. 933. Ibn Abbas Raziullah Anhuma reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, if a Muslim dies, and 40 people who do not associate anything with Allah in worship participate in the funeral prayer over him, Allah will accept their intercession for him. Muslim. 934. Marthal bin Abdullah al-Yazni reported, when Malik bin Hubaira radiallahu anhu offered a funeral prayer and found a small number of participants, he would divide them into three rows and would say that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, if three rows of men offer funeral prayer over anyone, his entry into Jannah will become certain. Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. These ahadith reveal to us that the maximum participation of people in a funeral prayer is a welcome sign, but the condition is that they should be righteous people, well-rooted in faith and monotheistic belief. But heretics and those who associate partners with Allah in worship have no value to Allah. If the participants are small in number, they should be divided in three rows. Different ahadith speak of different numbers, all of which convey the sense of abundance. And this abundance is not to be taken in the unqualified sense. Rather, it means the abundance of sincere and pious believers and monotheists. May Allah multiply their number.